If you could please take your seats, we will begin. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Hope you had a good break. So, we have a few sessions to continue our meetings this morning. And the next item we have in our agenda is the GAC working methods. However, there is a suggestion that we rearrange the schedule just slightly to handle agenda item 13 first, which I understand is a fairly short update on the multi-stakeholder meeting strategy working group, and then we come to discuss the working methods working group matters. So, assuming that everyone accepts this adjustment to the agenda, then this is how we will proceed to deal with items 12 and 13 on the agenda. Okay, so we're going to move to 13 now and take a few minutes to have an update on the multi-stakeholder meeting strategy working group, and then we will go back to the original plan, which is to discuss GAC working methods. Okay. All right. So with that, I'm looking to Portugal, who is one of the members or was one of the members of the working group, to update us or give us a briefing on the pertinent items there for the GAC. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. And, well, we have two other GAC members in this working group, so U.S. and Trinidad and Tobago. But I'm only going to say something about the way forward. So you might remember or not that in Singapore we had a presentation on what was being proposed by this working group. And then we had the public comments that the close date for the public comments ended on the 25th of April. We didn't receive that much of public comments, like 7 or something like that. So you have 2 documents. You have one, it is the report of the public comments, and you have the other one, it is the recommendations for the public comment period. So since then, as far as I understood, now this proposal is going to be put on the board agenda for adoption on Thursday. So where we are now, so end of comments. So we had a lot of positive evaluation, some disagreements, some additional proposals. And we clarified some points of what is being proposed. So, of course, you are now thinking about what is being proposed. You totally forgotten, but you can go to the recommendations and you might see that there is some proposals. But to sum up, it's like we should have like 3 meetings cycle each year. The first meeting should have the same length as this one. The second one should be very focused on the work of the advisory committees and supporting organizations' work and more engagement between them. And the third one should be a longest one with the General Assembly meeting as well. So we should have these 3 meetings each year with the geographical rotation. Having this second meeting shortened, so it will be like a 3 or 4 days meeting, and the venue can be a shorter one as well. So the main recommendations to the board will be to continue the public forum on the first and the third meetings each year. The public forum should be split into sessions, one in the beginning of the meeting and the other public forum at the end of the of the week. We propose to allocate more time for the supporting organizations and advisory committees work. Another good thing, I think, is the continued to the regional rotation for all meetings, and have these three meetings still, but with different rhythms and different. So the first one as we are used to, the second one a shortened one, and the third one like 7 days. And that's it. So it should be adopted by the board on Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you, Portugal. So it sounds like some fairly significant changes to the way that meetings are arranged here at ICANN, and something that we should be taking into account for the future. Trinidad and Tobago, also a member of the working group, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you.
One thing I wanted to add, perhaps given the changes that are being made, perhaps the Secretariat may want to take a look at the report and perhaps recommend how the GAC may function within the new meeting schedule from there on in, because we would have some clear adjustments to how the GAC works, I would imagine, given the number of days that are being allocated for the meetings. As Anna said, the days are adjusted slightly, longer and shorter meetings accordingly, so there may be some adjustment to how the GAC works as it normally does. The meetings may start on different days, end on different days, and so on. So it would not be the traditional method of the GAC meeting, especially the middle meeting. The meeting B will likely be very different to how it currently exists today. So that's probably a recommendation I would make towards for the GAC Secretariat to take a look at.
Thank you, Trinidad and Tobago. So are there any questions for members of the working group about what is being proposed and the public comment open on that, or any comments on the meeting strategy working group? No. Iran, please.
Thank you, Madam. Yes. What is the logic that the second meeting should be shorter than the two others? The current arrangement, it has been understood by colleagues, working without major deficiencies. What are the reasons for this major departure, having shorter, having longer? Sometimes some colleagues in GAC, they would benefit from the one day off during the GAC meeting in order to be able to attend some of the important meeting going to the ICANN. Has that been considered, and what is the reason for these changes? Are we changing because we want to change, or there are logic because of changes and so on and so forth? We have always an understanding. Don't change the thing if it is working well. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. Would any of the working group members like to respond? Portugal, please.
Thank you, Iran. It was a pity that you didn't react until the 25th of April, because that could have been a very good comment. So there was no comments on that issue. So the purpose here is or was in the in our working group. We discussed a little bit on this, and the point is that we should have a moment between the advisory committees and supporting organizations without exhibitions, without anything else, but to be really focused on our work. So it will be shortened because it will have less people in principle, and it will be only these so it will be only the constituencies, the different constituencies that will be working. You are saying that maybe one day in between could be helpful for GAC. Well, I don't know. It's up to the secretariat now and up to the board to decide. But actually, this was the proposal of the working group, and it was open for comments, and that's it, I think. Thank you.
Thank you, Portugal. Are there any other comments on this topic? Okay, so we have a proposal from Trinidad and Tobago that some further work be done by the Secretariat to look at what this means for GAC planning. That seems to me to be a useful thing for them to do, to allow us to react more fully to the proposal that is being made to make changes to how the meetings are planned throughout the year. So let's take that as an action item from this discussion and conclude on that point.